Welcome to Lesson 7, Gourmet Relationship. We will look at how we can translate all of our solo practice into what happens when we play with another person sensually and sexually. It is wonderful to orgasm on our own, as it prepares us to be able to fully surrender to pleasure with another person. We will explore how relationship dynamics can both enhance and be detrimental to our deep pleasure and what to do about it. Finally, we will take a little pause from our jade egg practice and get into moving our body through dance. It is one thing to use the egg on our own, and yet another thing to translate this into a fully expressed and confident sexual connection. If you feel like trying the dance practice while wearing your egg, just make sure you gently sip the egg in before beginning. Are you ready to shake things up? Week 7, Gourmet Relationship. Did you enjoy exploring and expanding your sensuality and exploring your voice? Did it bring anything up for you, or did you notice it changing your arousal response? Make sure you leave your comments below so I can better support you if you do have concerns or celebrations. Our sensuality is always with us. We get to choose if we turn up the volume or not. In today's lesson, I would love to explore sensuality in action through the lens of gourmet relationship. First of all, what is gourmet relationship? Gourmet relationship is when two whole people offer each other their self-cultivated gifts without conditions or agendas. All other relationships, for the sake of this argument, are considered to be in the beggar's bowl category. When it comes to sex and intimacy, how we relate plays a crucial role in how we experience pleasure. If one or both partners are looking to the other for their turn-on, inspiration, and satisfaction, this unavoidably lends to dissatisfaction and relational challenges. The first thing to understand about great sex is that it is the result of what two people bring to the table. If you are unable to give yourself the same pleasure you desire from your partner, then you are coming to the equation as a beggar. Years ago, I realized that no one could give me an orgasm, nor could anyone not give me one. The truth is that I would choose within myself whether or not I would allow my full sensual and sexual self the freedom of expression. The times when I felt off or unsure of myself, of course, were also the times that there was less pleasure. The times when I felt deeply connected to myself and my pleasure from the get-go, I was able to have an exquisite experience whether or not my partner was skillful, connected, or doing the things we normally need our partner to do in order for us to have our orgasm. Here's the secret. Relationship and sex with another person isn't about what you can get or even about what you can give. It is about what you can explore, discover, and celebrate in each other's presence. Are you looking to be fulfilled sexually by your partner? Do you wait for them to make a move or say the right thing so that you can feel turned on? Do you already know everything you need to know about your partner and feel bored? When we can let go of getting or giving and enter in the realm of being a sexual being with our partner, we open the doors to beautiful and even mystical sexual experiences. Now, this is easier said than done because in no other arena of our human experience do we feel more vulnerable and reactive. Yet, this is only because we have not yet fully come into our power as a sexual being. So be easy on yourself and be easy on your partner. Why workshopping relationships kill the erotic. When there are intimacy problems in a relationship, we often look to what the experts are saying and then impose this external ideal onto our relationship. This leads us to workshopping the relationship, which is a detrimental mistake that can destroy any remaining erotic connection. The truth is there is never anything wrong with the relationship since it is the sum of what two people bring or don't bring. The key is for both partners to take 100% responsibility for what they are bringing to the relationship and to take the time we need to explore and resolve our own issues while giving our partner the space to do the same for themselves. Then, any insights and/or transformation we experience can be given as a gourmet offering to our partner. If we want a gourmet relationship, we must grow up emotionally. Growing up emotionally is not only being willing to be 100% responsible for our own journey, but also be diligent in stopping ourselves, no matter how tempting it is, from projecting our problems and feelings onto our partner. In fact, the more we disown our own issues and project them onto our partner, the less we will feel attracted to them because we will not be able to see the beauty and mystery of who they are through our assumptions about who they are. Esther Perel, sex therapist and author of Mating in Captivity, clearly states that therapists typically encourage patients to really get to know their partners, but I often tell my patient that knowing isn't everything. Eroticism can draw its powerful pleasure from fascination with the hidden, the mysterious, the suggestive. Do you push your partner to be more intimate and to reveal more of what they're going through? Have you heard of this or that technique that is supposed to create amazing intimacy and are constantly trying to force your relationship to conform to that ideal? Are you afraid of the mystery that lives between you? Consider the following excerpts from What Do Women Want by Daniel Bergner. Female desire is not governed by the rational factors that, we like to think, rule women's sexuality, in contrast to men's. Researcher Minya M. And, continued in regards to Minya M's thoughts on relationship, the attainment of this wish for the erotic, she argued, required not closeness, but a measure of distance. After coaching thousands of women in reclaiming their erotic, as well as staying up to date with the latest studies on sexuality, it has become exceptionally clear that space, or real distance, from our partner is essential to keeping the relationship juicy. This doesn't mean that you or they have to leave for prolonged periods of time, but it does mean that you both spend time apart pursuing what makes you both feel alive and inspired. It is the very spaciousness that fuels delicious desire. Consider the following simple analogy. If you were only to breathe in and never breathe out, how long could you do that for and live? We must breathe out in order to breathe in again. We must move apart in order to reconnect more and more profoundly. We have been misguided to believe that intimacy is the sole ingredient to healthy, long-term relationship. But all the latest research points to how monogamy kills desire, and how the fresh, new, and novel inspires it. I'm not advocating for you to suddenly leave your partner or seek poly relationships, but I am desiring for you to consider wisely the essential requirements for both mystery and physical distance. Too much intimacy in terms of tell me everything and I'll tell you everything, or I'll guess and assume everything about you actually moves us further away from feeling excited, fascinated, and turned on by our partner. It is also possible, albeit painful, to consider that you might have outgrown your partner. Perhaps you were never sexually compatible to begin with, or perhaps you both settled into a habitual routine that has left you both feeling erotically dead and uninspired. Simply being willing to admit to ourselves the truth of our current reality can wake up our aliveness. Be willing to have the courage to look at what is real and to go for what you truly know you deserve. This is a deep topic that requires much more than a mention, but we can leave this for the Multi-Orgasmic Couple online course. For now, consider that cultivating spaciousness and mystery within ourselves and respecting it in our partner is the secret to long-term erotic aliveness in our relationship. While doing our own work in order to deeply know and love ourselves allows us to bring a clear and beautiful offering to our partner and vice versa. Through cultivating a rich life of exploring our own erotic edges, even if simply in the realm of fantasy, will bring fresh aliveness to your relationship. Consider this possibility. We never really know anyone. We can get to know their personality and their story, but is this really who they are? Is your personality or story who you really are? Of course not. As we mature emotionally, we begin to thrive in the mystery, simultaneously being more expressed and authentic than ever while being in a perpetual state of erotic innocence. This dance between the known and unknown is as old as time itself. Get to know your own mystery. Learn to love the mystery of life, of pleasure, of love itself.